USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While U.S. officials are tight-lipped about Thursday's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, the Kremlin is a lot more transparent. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Oshenkov, says when President Biden warned Russia's Vladimir Putin with new sanctions against Russia if it takes further military action against Ukraine, Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. Fast-moving fires are burning in Boulder County between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Some 30,000 people in the towns of Louisville and Superior were told to evacuate last night, and roughly 600 homes have been burned to the ground. Former Mickey Mouse Club star Tiffany Hale died on Christmas Day. She was 46 years old. Hale suffered from cardiac arrest earlier this month and was in a coma for several weeks. Happy New Year to you and your friends from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
As the nation awaits the ball drop from Times Square in New York City, welcoming in 2022, preparations are anything but normal.
The New York City Police Department is beefing up security in and around Times Square while also dealing with staffing issues as a significant number of officers are out sick with coronavirus. Ahead of the New Year's Eve celebration, the department is deploying plainclothes observation teams, bomb squad officers, radiation detectors, canine units, and blocker trucks throughout Midtown Manhattan. Commissioner Dermot Shea says he's happy to have people back in person for the ball drop, adding the NYPD is ready.
Last year, standing in the middle of Times Square, and it was empty. Not something I want to see happen again. We're used to big crowds. We're going to be ready. It won't be as big as normal. We just ask everyone, plan accordingly.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Happy New Year. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A recent Rasmussen poll indicates Americans feel less financially secure than they did 1 year ago. Missouri Congressman Republican Blaine Lukemeyer on Newsmax says inflation is the culprit.
I think that they're feeling the brunt of what's going on and they're responding to it accordingly. We've been seeing these numbers consistently. We work with the Job Creators Network there with the Small Business Committee, of which I'm the ranking member on, the top Republican. And we work with the Job Creators Network, and they have two different polling groups that they work with, McLaughlin and Rasmussen. And those numbers have been consistent for the last several months. People are concerned about the direction of the country. Inflation is eating away at all their profits. Give you an idea, for instance, the wholesale price index, which is what the businesses have to pay for their products and services at the wholesale level, is up 9.6%, and the inflation rate is only 6.8%. So it tells you we've got some more inflation going to happen here very shortly, because those prices, that increase, that inflation is going to be passed on. So, I think we're in trouble here. I think our economy is going to be very slow and sluggish for the next year, and I'm very concerned about it. And this administration seems to be doubling down on all the things that you shouldn't be doing, like raising taxes and over-restrictive regulation. So we'll see where it goes.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It is well appreciated. And a Happy New Year to your family from our family. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.